Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Good Sunday afternoon, everybody, and once again, welcome back inside Modern Woodman Park here in downtown Davenport, where the Quad Cities River Bandits get set to wrap up their final homestand of the 2024 first half as they take on the Beloit Skycarp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Happy Father's Day, everyone, whether you're tuned in on Bally Live, MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com. We appreciate you celebrating all the dads out there with a little Midwest League baseball. What better to celebrate Pops than with a day at the ballpark? Temperatures are going to be hot this afternoon in downtown Davenport. First pitch temp should clock in around 90 degrees. We're expected to get up to 91, 92 towards the end of the ball game. So plenty of sunblock and plenty of water flowing here at Modern Woodman Park as Quad Cities and Beloit get set to wrap up their final meeting at Modern Woodman Park until the final week of the season. Bandits will host the Skycarp from September 3rd to the 8th to wrap up the 2024 regular season schedule. Quad Cities has one more series against Beloit at EBC Supply Stadium in the middle of August. Quad Cities got off to a tremendous start this week, winning each of the first two ball games, one via a walk-off victory on Tuesday, and of course the 2-1 pitcher's duel on Wednesday. However, the Bandits have lost their last three against Beloit, including a 5-4 defeat yesterday, and as a result, if Quad Cities loses today, they will drop their seventh consecutive series dating all the way back to the final weeks of April. But before we dive further into the River Bandits pregame show, let's go ahead and send you to Papillion and the Omaha Storm Chasers with this week's edition of the Royals Minor League Report. Without further ado, here is the voice of the Storm Chasers, Nick Batters.
This is the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals, AAA Omaha.
I'll tell you what, the Omaha Storm Chasers are playing some ball. After a series opening loss Tuesday in Toledo, which stretched Omaha's losing streak to a season-worst four games, the Chasers responded with four straight wins over the Mudheads, including a doubleheader sweep Friday. It's the team's ninth series win of the year and their eighth in the last nine tries. Offensively, many of the familiar faces have stepped up. C.J. Alexander and Nate Eaton each had 10 hits over the first five games of the series, but Brian O'Keefe and Tyler Gentry also snapped out of cold spells at the plate with seven hits each and five RBI Jasper O'Keefe. Three of the first four wins in Toledo came in comeback fashion, including six runs over the final two innings Wednesday for a 7-5 win. Friday's twin bill featured a pair of thrillers. The second game had a four-run extra inning for the victory, while game one ended on a play at the plate. Hernandez sent in the letters. He kicks and deals home. Ground ball hits sharply through the left side, a base hit into left field. Meadows runs through the stop sign at third, eaten up with the ball in left field. The throw home on a bounce to Nola. They got him. Game over. Storm Chasers win 5-2 in game one of today's doubleheader. Nady on a hop to Austin Nola with a great tag secures the victory. Entering Sunday, the Storm Chasers sit 5.5 games up on Syracuse in the International League standings with 7 games to play in the first half for a magic number of 2 to secure home field advantage in the league championship series come September. The last series of the first half opens Tuesday at Warner Park as the Louisville Bats come to town for Omaha's first meeting this year with the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. For the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
AA Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals are hot. At least that's what's being said here in Springfield, Missouri, with Northwest Arkansas on a 6-game win streak that includes the first 5 games against the Springfield Cardinals. NWA continued their winning ways in the first game of the series against the Cards, earning a 7-4 victory in the series opener that included Shervin Newton's first AA home run. The Naturals kept it up with a 7-2 win Wednesday before an offensive explosion in the third game of the series, where the Naturals pounded out a season-high 5 home runs in a 14-3 victory. The team tossed their 6th shutout of the year Friday in a 4-0 win, where Tyson Guerrero put up his first quality start of the season, while Rodolfo Duran, who was promoted to Omaha the next day, had 3 doubles to tie a franchise record. The win streak extended to 6 in the penultimate game of the series after a back-and-forth game. The Naturals went down early, but Javier Vaz's 3rd homer of the year gave Northwest Arkansas the lead. Springfield jumped in front in the 5th with a 2-run homer of their own, but a 4-run 6th gave the Naturals a 2-run advantage. The Cardinals scored in the 8th to cut the Naturals' lead to 1, but Beck Way came onto the 9th to slam the door.
The 2-0. Bounce to first, backhanded by Shrum, who stumbles. He feeds Way at the bag, and it's 6 straight. The Naturals, 6-5 winners, hold on in a 1-run game. And you can put it in the left-hand column. The Naturals have a chance to sweep the Cardinals on Sunday.
Following the series finale, the Naturals head home to Arbus Ballpark to close out the first half with a 6-game set against the Dodgers AA affiliate, the Tulsa Drillers. From Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murnin.
High A Quad Cities.
The Quad Cities River Bandits began the week on a terrific note, defeating the Beloit Skycarp Tuesday in walk-off fashion before claiming Wednesday's 2-1 pitcher's duel. However, the Bandits would fall in their next 3 matchups against the Marlins affiliate. The month of June continues to be a great one for Steven Zoback, who after striking out 7 in Wednesday's scoreless effort, has twirled back-to-back quality starts and not allowed an earned run over his last 12 innings. Frank Mazzucato followed the righty's lead 2 nights later and also pitched a shutout while completing a 6-inning start for the first time in his high A career. At the plate, the Bandits have struggled against a Beloit rotation that features 6 of the Marlins' top 30 prospects, but the Bats rallied to erase a 4-run deficit in the 6-5 win Tuesday. And while Carter Jensen would provide the game-winning swing in the 9th, it was Kale Emshoff who capped off a 4-run comeback in the 7th. White's ready to try again. He deals, and Emshoff lines it into right field. DeLeo plays it on a hop. Here comes Squires. The throw will not get him. Quad Cities takes the lead. Fittingly, an RBI knock would wind up Emshoff's final River Bandits hit, as the catcher was promoted to Northwest Arkansas on the 14th and departs Quad Cities ranked top 10 in franchise history in home runs, extra base hits, and RBIs. Coming up next, the River Bandits will close out the first half during a 2-week road trip beginning Tuesday against Great Lakes. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single A Columbia.
The Fireflies have kept up their winning ways on their trip to Myrtle Beach, taking 4 of their first 5 games against the Pelicans and 10 of their last 11 games overall heading into Sunday's slate of games. There's no secret why the team has experienced this level of success in the month of June, because after the first 13 games this month, Columbia has the best team ERA in minor league baseball. The club has a 2.31 ERA in 117 innings of work, and to make matters even better, they're 2nd overall in WHIP in the month, trailing the Arkansas Travelers by just 1/100 of a point. In June, the Fireflies have 9 pitchers who have not allowed an earned run. Hunter Pattison, who was promoted to Quad Cities after Sunday's game, leads the way with 8 scoreless innings in June, but relievers Nicholas Regalado and Harold Rosado aren't far behind with 5 2/3 innings under each of their belts this month. Emmanuel Reyes hasn't been scoreless, but he has been an innings eater in June, working 15 frames to the tune of a 2-0 record and a 1.80 ERA. Both Reyes and Martin have been fantastic since the calendar turned to May. Reyes has spun 36 innings to the tune of a 2.25 ERA, and not to be outdone, the former Kentucky Wildcat Logan Martin has a zany 1.69 ERA across his last 32 innings. The Fireflies start their final series of the first half Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats at Segra Park. From Columbia, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
With that, we welcome you back to Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport, home of the High A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits. A shout out to Nick Batters, John Mernon, and John Kosis for helping bring you the latest edition of the Royals Minor League Report. And shout out to Eric Guthrie, executive producer over in Kansas City, for helping us put that together and providing us with some terrific new background music. How about that? Even a little Royals flair on top of it. We're big fans of that. Quad Cities looking to wrap up their 6-game series against the Beloit Skycarp with a win on this Father's Day afternoon. Yesterday, a defeat for the Bandits. Their third straight, they fell 5-4. Once again, Quad Cities erased a 4-run deficit as they did in a win on Tuesday. Beloit took a 4-0 lead into the fourth, but Quad Cities responded with a 4-run rally, sparked with an RBI single by Spencer Nivens, and just 2 batters later, a 3-run homer from Trevor Werner, his first in the month of June and his 5th of the season. Quad Cities, though, held out of the run column for the remainder of the ball game. Over the last 5 innings at the plate, they would only total 4 total base runners, and the Beloit Skycarp would get the game-winning hit in the 8th inning on a 2-out, 2-strike RBI double from Tony Bollard, who took Ben Sears into the left field corner to score Sam Prater and give Beloit the eventual victory. Quad Cities has now dropped 3 straight ball games, and as I was mentioning earlier, they are a loss today away from losing 7 straight series going into the final series of the first half beginning next week in Great Lakes. Let's go ahead and jump into this Sunday afternoon edition, which hopefully features a Bandits win. Let's get to the starting lineups for the Beloit Skycarp and the Bandits. First, for the visitors, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Beloit, 28-33 on the season, managed by Billy Gardner Jr. They will have Mark Coley II leading off and playing center field. Johnny Olmstead hits second in play short, and batting third, it's the second baseman Josh Zamora. Cameron Barstad has had a terrific series. He bats fourth and does the catching. Jorge Caballero is the DH, batting fifth. And batting sixth, it's the switch-hitting first baseman, Carlos Santiago. Jake DeLeo will bat seventh and play left field, while Tony Bollard bats eighth and plays third. And batting ninth, it's the right fielder, Osiris Johnson. Another guy swinging a very hot bat here in Davenport. On the mound for the Skycarp, it is the Marlins' number 27 prospect, the right-hander out of Sun Valley, Idaho, Ike Buxton, who will make his 8th appearance and 8th start of the season. Also, his 3rd career start against the River Bandits going back to 2023. That night, a very good one for Buxton. He gave up just 1 run in 5 innings on August 17th here in the Quad Cities. But in his first matchup against the Bandits this year, Quad Cities got to him. He took a loss, his first of 5 at this point in the season. Bandits tagged him for 4 runs in 4 2/3 on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. On the year, Buxton is 1-5 with a 4.79 ERA, 44 strikeouts to 22 walks in 41 1/3 innings pitched this year. Now let's get to the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Quad Cities enters the ballgame 27-35. That is 12 games behind the division-leading Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who are closing in on the first-half title in the Western Division. Leading off for the River Bandits, the lineup card put together by Brooks Conrad, of course. It's the second baseman, Jack Pineda. Jarrett Dickey will bat second and play right field, and batting third, it's the DH, Carter Jensen. Trevor Werner will bat fourth and play first base. Brett Squires gets back-to-back days off. Batting fifth, it's the left fielder Spencer Nivens. And in the sixth spot, the center fielder Carson Rockefort. Dustin Dickerson is back at short. He'll bat seventh. Omar Hernandez does the catching and bats eighth, while Davey Snedell will get the start at third base and round out the lineup. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the Royals' number three prospect, the 21-year-old from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, Ben Kuderna, who will toe the rubber for Quad Cities for the 11th time this year. The opening day starter for Quad Cities, 2-4 with a 3.63 ERA. In 52 total innings, he has 52 strikeouts to 22 walks and has pitched four quality starts this year. That is tied for the team high. He picked up his fourth last week against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers up in Appleton. He gave up just two runs in six innings on five hits, three walks, and five strikeouts. Kuderna no longer ranks top 10 in the league in ERA. However, his whip and his opponent batting average both top 10 marks. His walks and hits per innings pitched, 1.21. Teams are batting just 219 against the Royals' number three prospect. Time to take a pause here on the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back, we've got the national anthem and first pitch of this Father's Day edition of River Bandits Baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Fans, will you please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air today for a Father's Day edition of Sunday Afternoon Hardball as Quad Cities hosts the Beloit Skycarp for their series finale and what is the final home game in the first half of the 2024 Midwest League season. Right-hander Ben Kuderna gets the start for Quad Cities today. The 21-year-old right-hander was the Royals' second-round pick out of high school back in 2021. He got the ball on opening night on April 5th and has been a mainstay in Brooks Conrad's rotation, putting up some of the best and most consistent numbers for Quad Cities this season. Kuderna 2-4 with a 3.63 ERA. In 10 starts, he has thrown 52 innings with 52 strikeouts. And as I mentioned at the tail end of the pregame show, his 1.21 whip and his 2.19 opponent batting average are both top 10 marks in the Midwest League. First pitch temperature for this Sunday afternoon contest is going to be right at an even 90 degrees with partly cloudy skies and winds blowing in from right field. An interesting combination of wind and heat today. Of course, when the thermostat is high, the fly balls typically go high and far, but with that wind blowing in from right field, expect a lot of solid contact to be knocked down by Mother Nature. The top third of the order for the Sky Carp today, Mark Coley II, Johnny Olmstead, and Josh Zamora. Coley II making his way towards home plate right now as the Sky Carp look for a win today to make it four in a row and guarantee themselves a win of this six-game set. Quad Cities, on the other hand, trying to snap a three-game losing streak and force a split of the six-game series. Coley II in the box. Kuderna's on the rubber. First pitch of the ball game is grounded sharply to third. It's knocked down by Nadal, but his throw to first is late. And that could be an E5 to start the game for Quad Cities. And sure enough, it will be. Boy, that ball was hit extremely hard by Coley, but right at Quad City's third baseman. Nadal listed on the roster as an infielder. However, he has spent most of his time defensively in the outfield for the Bandits this year. So an early base runner for the Sky Carp, a man at first with nobody out for Johnny Olmstead. First pitch fastball from Kuderna is high and inside for ball one. Olmstead, a single and a walk in the game yesterday. Also stole a couple of bases to push his total on the year to four. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Kuderna. It's 1-1. He's got a four-pitch mix, a fastball, a sinker, a changeup, and the slider. Fastball usually around 91 to 94. At last toss, 91. A throw over to first base. Coley dives back and reaches safely as Werner tried to throw down the tag. Olmstead's playing in his 54th game for the Sky Carp this year, batting 249 with three homers and 19 driven in. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch on the hands of Olmstead. And it's one ball, two strikes. Sky Carp offensively struggling this year. They're batting just 222 as a team. A mark that is lower than Quad Cities by a few points. And you know the Bandits' offensive troubles this summer. Kuderna's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Olmstead chased in the dirt. It's the first strike out of the ball game for the Kansas City Kid. So Olmstead down on the slider. And Kuderna gets set to face Josh Zamora. Coley's got great speed over at first base. He is 6-for-7 trying to steal this year. Right-hander against right-hander. The first pitch fastball is a strike on the outer half of the zone. It's nothing at one. Carson Rockeford back in center field for Quad Cities with Nivens in left, Dickey in right field. Dickerson and Pineda are at short and second with Nadal at third, Werner at first, and Omar Hernandez doing the catching. Kuderna's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the inner half of the plate. No balls and two strikes. Strikeout numbers for Kuderna have been good this year. He's averaging exactly one per nine innings. It's just a couple of decimal points away from a career-high mark. 0-2. Called strike three. Fastball touches the high outside corner. And Zamora is a strikeout victim. Back-to-back K's for Kuderna. Got Olmstead with the slider in the dirt. And now rings up Zamora on the outer half of the zone.
Next up for the
Sky Card, catcher number 17, fastball at 94 for the young right-hander. So two outs and a man at first for Cameron Barstad. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, he has put together a terrific series for the Sky Card. The only purely left-handed hitter in the order for Beloit today. He takes the changeup low for ball one. He's played in all five games this week. And he is 7 for 19. That is a .368 average. He has two home runs, including a solo shot yesterday against Henry Williams. 1-0. Fastball catches the lower outside corner. One ball and one strike. Barstad has five total home runs on the season, and three of those have been hit against the River Bandits. Two this week and one against Quad Cities during their series at Beloit over in May. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. One ball, two strikes. Kuderna trying to work around the leadoff air. It was Nadal's second of the season. Dave East over at third base for just the fourth time this year. Kuderna sets, now picks to first. Coley back with a head first dive. Both teams were active on the base paths yesterday. Couple of stolen bases for the Sky Car. Bandits swiped six bags for a season high. Now the 1-2. Fastball just inside. Two balls and two strikes. Quad Cities in the home whites for this series finale with a golden blue Bandits across the chest. The Royals logo patch on the right sleeve. And of course the gold numbering on the back. 2-2. Grounded foul into the backside of the first base dugout. They'll complete the ensemble with the home black caps and, of course, the home white pants. Beloit back in the road grays with Beloit in Skycarp script, so to speak, across the chest. A number just below that and a teal number on the back of the jersey. 2-2 to Barstad. Left just outside. Slider came in at 86. And just missed the strike zone for ball three. So with a full count and two outs, Coley will get a head start at first base. Werner now off the bag. Payoff pitch. Got him swinging. Another strikeout on the slider for Ben Kuderna. And he K's the side in the top of the first inning. Three strikeouts already in the books for the Royals' second round pick back in 2021. The Bandits looking to get some offense going against one of the top 30 prospects in the Marlins system, Ike Buxton. Bottom of the first, next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Kuderna already has three strikeouts in his back pocket today. Quad Cities comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, ready to get a look at Ike Buxton, the Marlins' 15th round pick back in 2022, selected out of Lipscomb University in Nashville. This season, his second with the Beloit Sky Garp after spending most of last year in single-A Jupiter. This season exclusively with the Marlins' high A affiliate in Beloit. Jack Pineda leads it off. He'll take inside and actually wear one that caught him somewhere around the arms. And Ike Buxton hits the first batter he faces with this game's first pitch. We'll take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. And sure enough, it looks like he got Pineda right on the elbow guard. Seldom does it work that effectively. But Jack is aboard to lead off the home half of the first. Jared Dickey at the plate now with Carter Jensen waiting on deck. Right-handed Buxton fires home, and Dickey splashes one foul over the left side. Defensively for the Carp, it's Coley the second in center with DeLeo in left. Johnson flanks him in right field. Olmstead and Zamora make up the middle infield at short and second base, respectively. Buxton ready for the 0-1. His pitch. Fastball grounded through the right side. Pineda hops over the baseball and advances to second base as Johnson throws it in from right field. Back-to-back base runners for Quad Cities. Jared Dickey picks up a single here in the first inning. That's his fourth hit of the series. A little seeing eye single in between Zamora and Santiago. Pineda put on the Jordans to hop over the baseball. Make sure he didn't get hit by it. And already two ducks on the pond for the Royals' number 10 prospect, Carter Jensen, the three-hole hitter. First pitch inside for ball one. Buxton this year, 1-2 with a 4.79 ERA. 41 and a third innings pitched. 44 strikeouts to 22 walks. 1-0. Fouled over the left side. Count evens at one. By the way, Tony Bullard's the third baseman for Beloit. Santiago at first. Cameron Barstad back behind the plate. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. Pineda's at second base. Dickey's at first. Carter Jensen in an early RBI opportunity for Quad Cities. Buxton's pitch. Fastball at the knees. A called strike two. It's a three-pitch mix for Buxton. Fastball, slider, changeup. But even though it's technically a fastball, that pitch for the right-hander is better described as a power sinker, which induces a lot of ground balls. He's looking for one here. 1-2 to Jensen. Low and inside, tried the slider. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Buxton last year had a ground out to air out ratio over two, which would have been top five in all of minor league baseball had he pitched enough innings to qualify. 2-2. Fouled over the third base side. A long at-bat from Carter Jensen. He's got a .289 average on the year. Six homers and 26 driven in with an .866 OPS. And as you expected, he is still leading the Midwest League with 45 walks in 61 games this year. 2-2. Just a bit low. Fastball missed at 95. And Carter has worked the count full. This is going to be at least a seven-pitch at-bat. Jensen, the DH today. Yesterday, he caught Henry Williams at the plate, went 1-for-4 with a single, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. 3-2 on the way. Line drive into right center field that lands for a base hit. Pineda's around third base, off for third Dickey, and the throw goes to second. RBI single, Carter Jensen. The Bandits string together three consecutive base runners to open up the first, and they take a 1-0 lead. Tremendous at-bat for Carter Jensen. Kept fighting until he got a better 3-2 pitch to work with. He got 95 right down the middle and was able to power the power sinker into right center. So Pineda scores after being hit by the first pitch of the inning. Dickey advances to third, and Carter Jensen picks up RBI number 27. Speaking of RBIs, here's Trevor Werner. Takes a slider down and away for ball one with men at the corners and still nobody out. Werner had three ribbies yesterday on just one swing with his three-run homer in the fourth. The pitch, down and outside, it's 2-0. That homer for Werner, his fifth of the season, and it also was his first extra base hit in the month of June. Former Texas A&M product hitting just 152 in his first season in high A. Buxton's 2-0 offering. Down and outside again. Three balls and no strikes. Buxton being cautious with Trevor Werner. Buxton gave up a homer in his first start against Quad Cities this year. That was hit by Brett Squires. 3-0. Fastball catches the lower outside corner. 3-1. Brett Squires has arguably been the River Bandits' best player this season, especially speaking in offensive terms. But he has played in a whole heck of a lot of games and got yesterday and now today off. 3-1. Grounded sharply past the diving Olmstead into left center field. Dickey trots home. Jensen hunts for third. He gets there. The throw goes to second, and Werner slides in safely as the throw is offline. It's now 2-0 Quad Cities. Back-to-back RBI singles for Carter Jensen and Trevor Werner. Now Buxton got the ground ball he was looking for, but Werner put enough power on it to get it past Olmstead. Four straight have reached base for Quad Cities here in the first inning. And any time the Bandits break into the run column early, it's usually a good thing for them, as you might imagine. Quad Cities being outscored in the first inning this year, 41-20. However, when they score the game's first run, they are 20-9. So good things going here in the opening frame for the River Bandits. Trevor Werner picks up his fourth RBI in the last two games, his 21st of the season. And now with runners at second and third and still nobody out, here's Spencer Nivens. First pitch. Left-handed hitter takes the slider inside for ball one. Currently crediting Werner with a double. It would be his eighth of the year if it stands. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball taken for a strike at the base of the zone. Count evens, 1-1. Bandits with a 2-0 lead here in the first inning. Ben Kuderna struck out the side in the top half. 1-1. Punched over the screen. And now Quad Cities has had four straight reach to open up their half of the inning. Jack Pineda was hit by a pitch on the very first offering from Buxton. Jared Dickey singled, and then base hits from Jensen and Werner bring them both home. Right-hander sets just above the belt. He is 1-2. Popped in the air towards center field. It's shallow. Coley the second charging in on it. He makes the catch, and it's not nearly deep enough for Jensen to tag. There's the first out. But with the wind blowing as heavily as it is in for right field, any kind of towering fly ball like that is going to be knocked back towards the infield. Maybe if the wind is blowing out or not at all, the fly ball is deep enough for Jensen to try to tag, but that was most certainly not the case there. So one away, two in scoring position for Carson Rockefort. Buxton's first pitch missed high and away. The slider never slid. Bandits with two runs on three hits here in the bottom of the first inning. Carson Rockefort back in the lineup after an 0-for-5 in the two spot yesterday. He takes inside, it's 2-0. Rockefort has not enjoyed hitting against the Skycark this year. He is just 2-for-35 against the Marlins High A affiliate, batting 191 on the season with 5 homers and 25 driven in. 2-0. Another high fly ball, this one towards left center field. The shortstop Olmstead ventures onto the grass and will make the catch. 2 outs. You can just see the ball moving midair. Usually it's not as apparent as it is today, but even with a novice eye, you can sit in the stands or, like me, up here in the press box and watch the baseball push back towards the infield. So Buxton picks up consecutive outs and now faces Dustin Dickerson. First pitch outside off the glove of Barstad. It got away momentarily, but Jensen stays at third base. Bandits have struggled with runners in scoring position over their last three ball games. Of course, those were all three losses. In those contests, the Bandits hit just 6 for 31 with runners in scoring position, but they have started today 2 for 4. 1-0 to Dickerson. Change up, taken for a strike at the base of the zone. 1-1. Dusty didn't play yesterday. He hit second and was the DH for Quad Cities on Thursday. He is just 1 for 12 in this series. 1-1 on the way. Fastball, just low and outside. Looks like Dickerson's got a new accessory today. A little light blue, or I should say powder blue, arm sleeve on his right arm. Usually it's a royal color. 2-1, fouled back into the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nice touch. Compliments the Royals logo on the right sleeve very well. Dickerson also with the white batting gloves, an elbow guard on his left arm, and a shin protector on his left leg. Buxton takes a deep breath. His 2-2 in the dirt, smothered by Barstad. Count goes full. It's incredible the amount of accoutrement that professional baseball players hit with here in 2024. Once they get to first base, Chris Corbett winds up with an entire sporting goods store in his hands. 3-2. That is low for ball four. Nice at-bat, Dustin Dickerson. Quad Cities will bring an eighth hitter to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. It's been a bumpy start for Ike Buxton. He has completed just two-thirds of the inning, and he's already thrown it 28 times. Only half of those have gone for a strike. So Quad City's already up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Has him loaded with 2 outs for the catcher, Omar Hernandez. Right on right, first pitch fastball. Hernandez with a late swing, fouls it over the first base dugout. 28th game of the year for Hernandez. All 28 of those have been spent playing catcher. He has never played a different position or served as the DH. 0-1. Foul back to the screen, nothing and two. Skycarp already forced to get a man up in the bullpen. A right-hander beginning to throw down there as Buxton has eclipsed the 30-pitch mark in the opening frame. And the Bandits have given their starter, Ben Kuderna, a 2-0 lead. 0-2 pitch. Fastball fouled into the netting over the first base dugout. Another late swing from Hernandez. 95 miles per hour out of the hand of Buxton. Originally recruited as a catcher by Boise State. Moved to pitcher later in his collegiate career, but had to change schools. 0-2. Called strike three at the knees. Hernandez down looking, and that ends the home half of the first. Quad Cities, though, comes away with a couple of runs, courtesy of RBI knocks from Carter Jensen and Trevor Werner. We go to the top of the second, 2-0 River Bandits.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. the River Bandits have generally struggled at the plate in their series against Beloit, but they tag Ike Buxton for a couple of runs in the bottom of the first inning to take a 2-0 lead. RBI single from Carter Jensen and an RBI double for Trevor Werner. Jorge Caballero leads off the top of the second. Ben Curuna starts him with a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. Caballero, Santiago, and DeLeo do up for Beloit. 0-1 slider missed away. It's 1-1. Caballero, a .225 hitter this season. He's playing in his fourth game this week. 1-1 breaking pitch is outside. He's just 1-for-5, but he has walked 6 times. Kuternis 2-1. Flared into the air over by the first base bullpen. Werner gives chase, but it lands near the picnic tables in the party plaza for strike 2. Mark Coley began the game reaching on an error. Swung at the game's first pitch, but Davies Nadal botched it over a third. Kuternis then took matters into his own hands and struck out the next 3 hitters in order to end the top half of the frame. 2-2 to Caballero. High and away. Couldn't have thought it was strike 3, but the fastball is up, and it's a full count. Maybe been the sinker there from Ben. Now the payoff. Breaking ball, punched foul towards the plaza again. Count holds. 2-0 lead for Quad Cities in the top of the second. Bandits winners in games 1 and 2 of the series on Tuesday and Wednesday. However, they have dropped their last 3 against Beloit. Caballero back in the box. Another 3-2. It is left up for ball 4. Corona immediately looked down at his footwork and wound up a bit unbalanced. So a leadoff walk gives Caballero his 7th of the series. And it puts a man on for Carlos Santiago, the switch-hitting first baseman. We're seeing him for just the 2nd time in this series. He bats left-handed, swings at the first pitch, and flies it towards left center field. Carson Rockefort ranges over and makes the grab. That's the first out here in the 2nd inning. Santiago now 0-for-4 on the week as it brings up the left fielder Jake DeLeo. Jake, a .214 hitter on the season. 2-for-10 in this series with 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Caballero held at first base. The pitch. DeLeo squares to bunt and awkwardly taps it foul behind home. 4-1. DeLeo, 23 years old from Stamford, Connecticut. A 6th round pick back in 2023. 0-1. Ground ball back up the middle, softly hit. Second baseman gloves, tags the bag for 1. On to first, a double play. Jack Pineda simultaneously picks up the baseball, taps the second base bag, and throws over to first for a twin killing. Number 53 on the season for Quad Cities. It's another scoreless inning for Ben Kuterna. Through 1.5, Quad Cities up 2-0 here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We'll be right back.
Quad Cities back to the plate for their half of the second inning. They lead the Sky Carp 2-0 in game six of the six-game series. Bandits trying to force a split. Davies Nadal leads it off. He's Quad Cities' nine-hole hitter. Ike Buxton, after a bumpy first inning, returns for his second frame of work and starts Davies with a called strike one on the outer half of the strike zone. Nadal, Pineda, and Dickey do up, all left-handed hitters. Buxton misses up and away. This is the only game Nadal has played in this week. Correction, it's his second. He played in just one game last series as he swings through a fastball, falling behind 1-2. Davies, the utility man, getting action primarily in left field this year, but he's at third base today. 1-2. Just inside. Alex Shears, the plate umpire, flinched for a minute, but it's two balls, two strikes. Brett Squires getting a day off. 2-2. Fouled into the netting. So Trevor Werner has left his post at third and is playing first base for just the third time this season. And Nadal has taken over at the hot corner. Another 2-2. Foul tip. Bandits held on to by Barstad for a strikeout. Second of the ball game for Buxton after he concluded the first inning with one. And that brings up Jack Pineda. Well, when help has been needed at third base this year, Jack has even spent some time there. Normally a middle infielder, he will take in the dirt for ball one. Jack hit by a pitch his first time up in the home half of the opening frame. It was the very first pitch thrown by Buxton. The pitch. Low and inside with a slider, 2-0. Pineda's played 13 games at third, even though before this season he had never played that position in any level of baseball. 2-0. It's high. Three balls, no strikes. But Brooks Conrad had no reservations putting him out there. He acknowledged that Pineda is just so skilled it doesn't matter what spot he's playing. 3-0. It's a called strike one right down the pipe. I believe the term Brooks used was a pure shortstop. He said that translates to either side of the infield. 3-1. Tapper towards the right side of the infield. It's gloved by Buxton. Race to first base. Pineda dives, and he's out. Pineda lunging for the bag. He may have broken his belt on the slide. But with the first baseman, Santiago, charging in on the baseball and Buxton cutting it off in front of him, no chance for a flip. Buxton had to do it all himself. And he shows off some good athleticism, picking the ball up on a high hop and then rerouting towards the bag. So 2 outs, nobody aboard for Dickey. First pitch is down and inside with a wayward slider. Buxton has not been able to locate that pitch early today. Jared with Quad City's first hit of the game, a single in the first, came in to score their second run on Werner's double. 1-0. High fly ball, center field. Coley the second, ranging back towards the 400 side, but he's got real estate, and he'll make the catch to end the inning. Buxton responds well after the bumpy first inning. He retires Quad Cities in order in the second. 2-0 Bandits. We go to the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Two innings in the books today in downtown Davenport. Quad Cities leads this Father's Day matchup against the Sky Carp 2-0. Ben Kuderna has faced just one over the minimum and already has three strikeouts. Got a nice double play ball in the second. Starts the third against Tony Bullard, and he promptly grounds one into center field for Beloit's first hit. Bullard with the big hit in the game yesterday, the eventual game-winning RBI double in the eighth. And he has now reached safely in six straight games with a leadoff single to begin the third. So one man on, nobody out. Kuderna ready to face Osiris Johnson, the nine-hole hitter for the first time. Into the stretch, first pitch. Down and away, ball one. Osiris has had himself a terrific week at the plate. He is struggled offensively this season, hitting just 183. 1-0 coming home. Outside, it's two balls, no strikes. But against Quad Cities this week, he is 5-for-13 with a double and six RBIs. That is tied for the third most in the Midwest League over the last week of action. Werner holds Bullard at first base. Kuderna's 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Johnson took a big hack and almost fell out of his shoes, but it's 2-1. Johnson, 22 years old, from Oakland, California, and a second-round pick out of high school. Picked by the Marlins all the way back in 2018, and he is still a youngster. 2-1. Chopper towards short, could be two. Dusty's got it. Flip the jack for one. Sidearm throw to first, offline. Doesn't matter. Johnson would have beat it out anyways. Pineda's throw pulled Werner off the base. But he's a nice guy to have over there. 6'4 and a very long arm span, or wingspan, I should say. He can haul in just about everything. So Johnson beats out the fielder's choice. Bullard retired at second, 6'4. One out, a man on for Mark Coley. The leadoff guy takes down and away for ball one. Coley's the number 24 prospect in the Marlins system per MLB Pipeline. He is the only top 30 organizational prospect for Miami who has been in the lineup this series. We got plenty of top 30 pitchers, though, that we've seen. Long pause for Kuderna. He winds the clock to five. Now fires the 1-0 and misses wide. The highest-ranked position player for Beloit is Yidi Capé. He's number six on MLB Pipeline's list, but he has not played since the calendar flipped to June. He's on the IL. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Coley chased well out of the zone. It's strike one. It is worth bringing up. There seems to be a significant storm cell making its way up the river towards us here in Davenport. Clouds starting to be visible over the right side of the ballpark. Another long wait for Kuderna, who picks to first. Tried to freeze Johnson, but he's back with a head first dive. And with all the hot temperatures over the last 48 hours, it kind of comes as no surprise, but folks just south of us in Muscatine are getting blasted right now. Bandit first, one out. Another throw over. Johnson dives back, and he is in safely. Quad City is understandably keeping close tabs on him. He leads the Sky Carp with nine of their 37 stolen bases this year. Bandits up 2-0 in the top of the third. Kuderna's 2-1. A wave and a miss on a nasty slider. And it's two balls, two strikes. 85 miles per hour on the breaker. Kuderna getting a ton of vertical break on that pitch. Now the 2-2. There goes Johnson. Pitches down and away, and Hernandez can't get a throw off. He couldn't cleanly transfer it to his hand. So number 10 in the stolen base column for Johnson this year. Sky Carp get their first base runner into scoring position. And it's second, one out. 3-2 pitch upcoming. Breaking ball is left high for ball four. So a single and a walk allowed by Kuderna in this inning. Coley trots down with his 26th walk in 44 games this year, and it brings up Johnny Olmstead. Boy, the lighting here at the ballpark has changed dramatically. You can probably see it on the center field camera angle. It is starting to darken up ominously, especially over the first base side. First pitch to Johnny Olmstead is popped in the air towards shallow right field. Pineda can't see it, but now locates it. And near the fringe of the grass, he'll make the catch. Second out. Now you've not only got the wind, it's getting dark. The umpires are officially going to pause the action. And here we go. So everybody waved off the field. They're going to send the fans into the concourse. And yeah, you can look at the river. There is wind flying off the river. All kinds of water. Things are about to get ugly here at Modern Woman Park. So we're in a rain delay, clearly, here in Davenport. We will stick with you as we have more updates on social media. We will provide those. But right now, we have entered a rain delay, and an obvious one at that, here in the top of the third inning. Quad Cities ahead 2-0. Stick and stay with us for the latest updates. We'll keep you posted on the River Bandits Baseball Network and across X and Facebook via the River Bandits social media channels. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll be right back.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
This is the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals, AAA Omaha.
I'll tell you what, the Omaha Storm Chasers are playing some ball. After a series opening loss Tuesday in Toledo, which stretched Omaha's losing streak to a season-worst four games, the Chasers responded with four straight wins over the Mudheads, including a doubleheader sweep Friday. It's the team's ninth series win of the year and their eighth in the last nine tries. Offensively, many of the familiar faces have stepped up. C.J. Alexander and Nate Eaton each had 10 hits over the first five games of the series, but Brian O'Keefe and Tyler Gentry also snapped out of cold spells at the plate with seven hits each and five RBI for O'Keefe. Three of the first four wins in Toledo came in comeback fashion, including six runs over the final two innings Wednesday for a 7-5 win. Friday's twin bill featured a pair of thrillers. The second game had a four-run extra inning for the victory, while game one ended on a play at the plate. Hernandez set in the letters. He kicks and deals home. Ground ball hit sharply through the left side, a base hit into left field. Meadows runs through the stop side at third. Eaton up with the ball in left field to throw home on a bounce to Nola. They got him. Game over. Storm Chasers win 5-2 in game one of today's doubleheader. Nady on a hop to Austin Nola with a great tag secures the victory. Entering Sunday, the Storm Chasers sit 5.5 games up on Syracuse in the International League standings with 7 games to play in the first half for a magic number of 2 to secure home field advantage in the league championship series come September. The last series of the first half opens Tuesday at Warner Park as the Louisville Bats come to town for Omaha's first meeting this year with the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. For the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
Double A Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals are hot. At least that's what's being said here in Springfield, Missouri, with Northwest Arkansas on a 6-game win streak that includes the first 5 games against the Springfield Cardinals. NWA continued their winning ways in the first game of the series against the Cards, earning a 7-4 victory in the series opener that included Sherbin Newton's first Double A home run. The Naturals kept it up with a 7-2 win Wednesday before an offensive explosion in the third game of the series, where the Naturals pounded out a season-high 5 home runs in a 14-3 victory. The team tossed their 6th shutout of the year Friday in a 4-0 win where Tyson Guerrero put up his first quality start of the season, while Rodolfo Duran, who was promoted to Omaha the next day, had 3 doubles to tie a franchise record. The win streak extended to 6 in the penultimate game of the series after a back-and-forth game. The Naturals went down early, but Javier Vaz's 3rd homer of the year gave Northwest Arkansas the lead. Springfield jumped in front in the 5th with a 2-run homer of their own, but a 4-run 6th gave the Naturals a 2-run advantage. The Cardinals scored in the 8th to cut the Naturals' lead to 1, but Beck Way came onto the 9th to slam the door.
The 2-0. Bounce to first, backhanded by Shrum, who stumbles. He feeds Way at the bag, and it's 6 straight. The Naturals, 6-5 winners, hold on in a 1-run game. And you can put it in the left-hand column. The Naturals have a chance to sweep the Cardinals on Sunday.
Following the series finale, the Naturals head home to Arbus Ballpark to close out the first half with a 6-game set against the Dodgers AA affiliate, the Tulsa Drillers. From Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Mernon.
High A Quad Cities.
The Quad Cities River Bandits began the week on a terrific note, defeating the Beloit Skycarp Tuesday in walk-off fashion before claiming Wednesday's 2-1 pitcher's duel. However, the Bandits would fall in their next 3 matchups against the Marlins affiliate. The month of June continues to be a great one for Steven Zoback, who after striking out 7 in Wednesday's scoreless effort, has twirled back-to-back quality starts and not allowed an earned run over his last 12 innings. Frank Mazzucato followed the righty's lead 2 nights later and also pitched a shutout while completing a 6-inning start for the first time in his high-A career. At the plate, the Bandits have struggled against a Beloit rotation that features 6 of the Marlins' top 30 prospects, but the Bats rallied to erase a 4-run deficit in the 6-5 win Tuesday. And while Carter Jensen would provide the game-winning swing in the 9th, it was Kale Emshoff who capped off a 4-run comeback in the 7th. White's ready to try again. He deals, and Emshoff lines it into right field. DeLeo plays it on a hop. Here comes Squires. The throw will not get him. Quad Cities takes the lead. Fittingly, an RBI knock would wind up Emshoff's final River Bandits hit, as the catcher was promoted to Northwest Arkansas on the 14th. And departs Quad Cities ranked top 10 in franchise history in home runs, extra base hits, and RBIs. Coming up next, the River Bandits will close out the first half during a 2-week road trip beginning Tuesday against Great Lakes. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single A Columbia.
The Fireflies have kept up their winning ways on their trip to Myrtle Beach, taking four of their first five games against the Pelicans and 10 of their last 11 games overall heading into Sunday's slate of games. There's no secret why the team has experienced this level of success in the month of June, because after the first 13 games this month, Columbia has the best team ERA in minor league baseball. The club has a 2.31 ERA in 117 innings of work, and to make matters even better, they're second overall in WHIP in the month, trailing the Arkansas Travelers by just 1/100th of a point. In June, the Fireflies have nine pitchers who have not allowed an earned run. Hunter Pattison, who was promoted to Quad Cities after Sunday's game, leads the way with eight scoreless innings in June, but relievers Nicholas Regalado and Harold Rosado aren't far behind with 5 2/3 innings under each of their belts this month. Emmanuel Reyes hasn't been scoreless, but he has been an innings eater in June, working 15 frames to the tune of a 2-0 record and a 1.80 ERA. Both Reyes and Martin have been fantastic since the calendar turned to May. Reyes has spun 36 innings to the tune of a 2.25 ERA, and not to be outdone, the former Kentucky Wildcat Logan Martin has a zany 1.69 ERA across his last 32 innings. The Fireflies start their final series of the first half Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats at Segra Park. From Columbia, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more. This is the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. AAA Omaha.
I'll tell you what, the Omaha Storm Chasers are playing some ball. After a series opening loss Tuesday in Toledo, which stretched Omaha's losing streak to a season-worst four games, the Chasers responded with four straight wins over the Mudheads, including a doubleheader sweep Friday. It's the team's ninth series win of the year and their eighth in the last nine tries. Offensively, many of the familiar faces have stepped up. C.J. Alexander and Nate Eaton each had 10 hits over the first five games of the series, but Brian O'Keefe and Tyler Gentry also snapped out of cold spells at the plate, with seven hits each and five RBI for O'Keefe. Three of the first four wins in Toledo came in comeback fashion, including six runs over the final two innings Wednesday for a 7-5 win. Friday's twin bill featured a pair of thrillers. The second game had a four-run extra inning for the victory, while game one ended on a play at the plate. Hernandez sent in the letters. He kicks and deals home. Ground ball hit sharply through the left side, a base hit into left field. Meadows runs through the stop sign at third. Eaton up with the ball in left field to throw home on a bounce to Nola. They got him! Game over! Storm Chasers win! 5-2 in game one of today's doubleheader. Nady on a hop to Austin Nola with a great tag secures the victory. Entering Sunday, the Storm Chasers hit 5.5 games up on Syracuse in the International League standings with 7 games to play in the first half for a magic number of 2 to secure home field advantage in the league championship series come September. The last series of the first half opens Tuesday at Warner Park as the Louisville Bats come to town for Omaha's first meeting this year with the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. For the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
AA Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals are hot. At least that's what's being said here in Springfield, Missouri, with Northwest Arkansas on a 6-game win streak that includes the first 5 games against the Springfield Cardinals. NWA continued their winning ways in the first game of the series against the Cards, earning a 7-4 victory in the series opener that included Sherbin Newton's first AA home run. The Naturals kept it up with a 7-2 win Wednesday before an offensive explosion in the third game of the series, where the Naturals pounded out a season-high 5 home runs in a 14-3 victory. The team tossed their 6th shutout of the year Friday in a 4-0 win, where Tyson Guerrero put up his first quality start of the season, while Rodolfo Duran, who was promoted to Omaha the next day, had 3 doubles to tie a franchise record. The win streak extended to 6 in the penultimate game of the series after a back-and-forth game. The Naturals went down early, but Javier Vaz's third homer of the year gave Northwest Arkansas the lead. Springfield jumped in front in the 5th with a 2-run homer of their own, but a 4-run 6th gave the Naturals a 2-run advantage. The Cardinals scored in the 8th to cut the Naturals' lead to 1, but Beck Way came onto the 9th to slam the door.
The 2-0. Bounce to first, backhanded by Shrum, who stumbles. He feeds Way at the bag, and it's 6 straight. The Naturals, 6-5 winners, hold on in a 1-run game. And you can put it in the left-hand column. The Naturals have a chance to sweep the Cardinals on Sunday.
Following the series finale, the Naturals head home to Arbus Ballpark to close out the first half with a 6-game set against the Dodgers AA affiliate, the Tulsa Drillers. From Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murnin.
High A Quad Cities.
the Quad Cities River Bandits began the week on a terrific note, defeating the Beloit Skycarp Tuesday in walk-off fashion before claiming Wednesday's 2-1 pitcher's duel. However, the Bandits would fall in their next three matchups against the Marlins affiliate. The month of June continues to be a great one for Steven Zoback, who after striking out 7 in Wednesday's scoreless effort, has twirled back-to-back quality starts and not allowed an earned run over his last 12 innings. Frank Mazzucato followed the righty's lead two nights later and also pitched a shutout while completing a 6-inning start for the first time in his high A career. At the plate, the Bandits have struggled against a Beloit rotation that features 6 of the Marlins' top 30 prospects, but the Bats rallied to erase a 4-run deficit in the 6-5 win Tuesday. And while Carter Jensen would provide the game-winning swing in the 9th, it was Kale Emshoff who capped off a 4-run comeback in the 7th. White's ready to try again. He deals, and Emshoff lines it into right field. DeLeo plays it on a hop. Here comes Squires. The throw will not get him. Quad Cities takes the lead. Fittingly, an RBI knock would wind up Emshoff's final River Bandits hit, as the catcher was promoted to Northwest Arkansas on the 14th and departs Quad Cities ranked top 10 in franchise history in home runs, extra base hits, and RBIs. Coming up next, the River Bandits will close out the first half during a 2-week road trip beginning Tuesday against Great Lakes. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single A Columbia.
The Fireflies have kept up their winning ways on their trip to Myrtle Beach, taking 4 of their first 5 games against the Pelicans and 10 of their last 11 games overall heading into Sunday's slate of games. There's no secret why the team has experienced this level of success in the month of June, because after the first 13 games this month, Columbia has the best team ERA in minor league baseball. The club has a 2.31 ERA in 117 innings of work, and to make matters even better, they're second overall in WHIP in the month, trailing the Arkansas Travelers by just 1/100th of a point. In June, the Fireflies have 9 pitchers who have not allowed an earned run. Hunter Patterson, who was promoted to Quad Cities after Sunday's game, leads the way with 8 scoreless innings in June, but relievers Nicholas Regalado and Harold Rosado aren't far behind with 5 2/3 innings under each of their belts this month. Emmanuel Reyes hasn't been scoreless, but he has been an innings eater in June, working 15 frames to the tune of a 2-0 record and a 1.80 ERA. Both Reyes and Martin have been fantastic since the calendar turned to May. Reyes has spun 36 innings to the tune of a 2.25 ERA, and not to be outdone, the former Kentucky Wildcat Logan Martin has a zany 1.69 ERA across his last 32 innings. The Fireflies start their final series of the first half Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats at Segra Park. From Columbia, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
This is the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals, AAA Omaha.
I'll tell you what, the Omaha Storm Chasers are playing some ball. After a series opening loss Tuesday in Toledo, which stretched Omaha's losing streak to a season-worst four games, the Chasers responded with four straight wins over the Mudheads, including a doubleheader sweep Friday. It's the team's ninth series win of the year and their eighth in the last nine tries. Offensively, many of the familiar faces have stepped up. C.J. Alexander and Nadeem each had 10 hits over the first five games of the series, but Brian O'Keefe and Tyler Gentry also snapped out of cold spells at the plate, with seven hits each and five RBI for O'Keefe. Three of the first four wins in Toledo came in comeback fashion, including six runs over the final two innings Wednesday for a 7-5 win. Friday's twin bill featured a pair of thrillers. The second game had a four-run extra inning for the victory, while game one ended on a play at the plate. Hernandez sent in the letters. He kicks and deals home. Ground ball hits sharply through the left side, a base hit into left field. Meadows runs through the stop sign at third, eating up with the ball in left field to throw home on a bounce to Nola. They got him! Game over! Storm Chasers win 5-2 in game one of today's doubleheader. Nady on a hop to Austin Nola with a great tag secures the victory. Entering Sunday, the Storm Chasers sit 5.5 games up on Syracuse in the International League standings with 7 games to play in the first half for a magic number of 2 to secure home field advantage in the league championship series come September. The last series of the first half opens Tuesday at Warner Park as the Louisville Bats come to town for Omaha's first meeting this year with the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. For the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
Double A, Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals are hot. At least that's what's being said here in Springfield, Missouri, with Northwest Arkansas on a 6-game win streak that includes the first 5 games against the Springfield Cardinals. NWA continued their winning ways in the first game of the series against the Cards, earning a 7-4 victory in the series opener that included Shervin Newton's first Double A home run. The Naturals kept it up with a 7-2 win Wednesday before an offensive explosion in the third game of the series, where the Naturals pounded out a season-high 5 home runs in a 14-3 victory. The team tossed their 6th shutout of the year Friday in a 4-0 win, where Tyson Guerrero put up his first quality start of the season, while Rodolfo Duran, who was promoted to Omaha the next day, had 3 doubles to tie a franchise record. The win streak extended to 6 in the penultimate game of the series after a back-and-forth game. The Naturals went down early, but Javier Vaz's 3rd homer of the year gave Northwest Arkansas the lead. Springfield jumped in front in the 5th with a 2-run homer of their own, but a 4-run 6th gave the Naturals a 2-run advantage. The Cardinals scored in the 8th to cut the Naturals' lead to 1, but Beck Way came on to the 9th to slam the...
On their trip to Myrtle Beach, taking 4 of their first 5 games against the Pelicans and 10 of their last 11 games overall heading into Sunday's slate of games. There's no secret why the team has experienced this level of success in the month of June, because after the first 13 games this month, Columbia has the best team ERA in minor league baseball. The club has a 2.31 ERA in 117 innings of work, and to make matters even better, they're 2nd overall in WHIP in the month, trailing the Arkansas Travelers by just 1/100th of a point. In June, the Fireflies have 9 pitchers who have not allowed an earned run. Hunter Patterson, who was promoted to Quad Cities after Sunday's game, leads the way with 8 scoreless innings in June, but relievers Nicholas Regalado and Harold Rosado aren't far behind with 5 2/3 innings under each of their belts this month. Emmanuel Reyes hasn't been scoreless, but he has been an innings eater in June, working 15 frames to the tune of a 2-0 record and a 1.80 ERA. Both Reyes and Martin have been fantastic since the calendar turned to May. Reyes has spun 36 innings to the tune of a 2.25 ERA, and not to be outdone, the former Kentucky Wildcat Logan Martin has a zany 1.69 ERA across his last 32 innings. The Fireflies start their final series of the first half Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats at Segra Park. From Columbia, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We'll be right back. Hi again, everybody. Kyle Kirchville checking back with in with you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Unfortunately, today's game will not be resumed. The series finale between the River Bandits and the Beloit Sky Carp canceled due to rain. Normally what would happen is this game would be suspended and then picked up sometime later in the first half. However, this is the Bandits' final game at home and their final game against Beloit in the first half. They have just three more games left before the records reset on Friday. So the series finale between Quad Cities and Beloit canceled. And for the Bandits, it's not the worst thing in the world. They end up splitting or they end up losing this five-game series effectively, 3-2. They got out to a really good start today, scoring two runs in the bottom of the first on an RBI single from Carter Jensen and right after him an RBI double from Trevor Werner. Ben Kuderna had thrown 2 2/3 scoreless innings with 3 strikeouts, but just as he was about to pitch to Josh Zamora in the top of the third inning, boy, the heavens opened up, the wind blew in like crazy, and it was an adventure getting the tarp on the field. The tarp was successfully put on before the rain, however, when the rain hit, it hit hard, and it's expected to continue falling for the next few hours. So today's game between Quad Cities and Beloit will be canceled. All the stats are erased, and it's like things never happened. The good news is the Bandits are back to action on Tuesday. They open up a 6-game series with the Great Lakes Loons, the high-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Bandits and Loons get underway on Tuesday afternoon at 1:05 Eastern time. Of course, check in with us on the River Bandits Baseball Network for the live play-by-play. We'll be with you all week in Midland, and then for the Bandits' second half of the road trip against the Peoria Chiefs at Dozer Park. The first time the Bandits are going there and to Dow Diamond here in 2024. So we hope you join us then. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchville, thanking you so much for tuning in to our few winnings today, and we wish you all a very happy Father's Day, wherever you may be watching or listening from. We'll be back with you from Midland, Michigan for the series opener against Great Lakes on Tuesday, June 18th. First pitch scheduled for 1:05 Eastern time. The River Bandits pregame show getting underway at 12:55. Until then, so long and happy Father's Day from the Quad Cities.